what's the primary message over the next few days for maybe some younger players who might not have experienced the postseason before as to how things kind of change both on and off the field when the playoffs begin?
Chris, I think the message is pretty much the same for everybody. You know, we all know, no matter how many times we've done it, single elimination, you put everything you have into it. There's nothing to save it for, nothing to hold back. Compete with all you got. So I think that's true for everybody. I don't take it for granted. Seen plenty of times, you know, young players go out there and sometimes they step up to the competition, you know, better than guys who are more experienced. And I've seen it the other way too. I don't know if there's any set formula. I think we're all in the same boat. This should be the best we all have.
One more question. I know there's going to be a lot of self-scouting going on this week, but what are some of the other maybe logistical elements that go into closing the book on the regular season for you guys?
Well, that'll be a lengthy process that we really dig deep into at the end of the season. But in the short run, we've got to try to balance the looking at ourselves with, you know, looking ahead at what we'll need to do no matter who we play, and then specifically once we know who we play, how we'll want to play them. But I'd say that's really the emphasis for us this week, to figure out, you know, certainly a condensed version of self-scouting and self-evaluation, projecting that going forward on a general, term, and then projecting it in a specific, specifically once we know who we're playing.
Hey, Bill, you just kind of hit on it a little bit, but I wanted to ask you how this week differs from the bye week that you guys had in the regular season. Obviously, back then you knew which team you'd be playing next and could probably prepare a little bit for that. How does the workload get split up when there's, you know, a handful of teams you could be playing in a couple of weeks? How is that different when there's that unknown?
Well, right, we'll have to be ready for the different possibilities. So, you know, certain members of our staff will be doing the forward preparation work on them. But, you know, we know where we'll be playing next week. We know the potential for some of the conditions that we'll be playing in. So, no matter who we play, but that, you know, that could be a part of it. And again, just, you know, from our standpoint, no matter who we play, there are things that we're going to need to work on and need to do and want to improve. So, again, it's kind of a combination of those two things. I mean, I don't think we're going to get into a lot of specific game planning, but we definitely would want to have the preparation work done so that when we do find out how things unfold, that we can just, you know, dive right in and start to have all the information that we need organized in such a way that we can get to it quickly and start putting together a game.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good, Bob.
Good. How are you feeling? Better?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Excellent. Good. Good to hear it. Hey, Coach, wanted to ask you, it's as good a day as any. Is and it dates myself as usual, but does Hank Stram's moving pocket have any, you know, the game's 100 times faster than it was, but does the moving pocket have any application now? Is there any trends like that?
I think there's always an element of, you know, not putting the quarterback in exactly the same spot for the defense to rush to on every single play.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's, depending on who your quarterback is and what your style of offense is, it's, you know, more, say, easier to do than others. And, you know, again, it's a pretty general question, so it's got to be a pretty general answer. I mean, it would depend that,
absolutely,
you know, what your style of play was and, you know, who you're talking about and all that. But
right.
I think that the fundamental part of the passing game is just a very where the quarterback is, the type of protection that you're using, timing of the passing game, quick, intermediate, longer. Again, just to keep the defense off balance so that they're not always facing the same type of pass. And therefore, when you do that, the route depths vary, the combination of receivers, you know, you can change those receiver routes and combinations that force adjustments by the defense.
Yeah.
But in doing that, there's, you know, a trade-off in the protections or in the location of the quarterback and so forth. So, but, you know, I think all that's a part that somewhere along the line, you just don't want to do the same thing every time.
Got it. Yeah. Thanks, Coach.
Yep. So, just wondering, it's Monday morning and Josh's name started to pop up for potential job openings in the NFL, and I was wondering what your thoughts are on the possibility of him interviewing this week and how it would impact anything for you guys going forward if that were the case.
Well, that's something that we've dealt with in the past. We know what the procedures are on all that, how it all has to work and sequence and how it takes place and what the boundaries are in terms of, you know, the teams doing that. So whatever they are, we'll take them as they come. So really can't, you know, I don't know what, you know, I have no idea really what exactly we're talking about. Because nothing's happened, but if something does happen, then we'll, with whichever coach it is, we'll follow the procedures that are set up for the league to take care of this type of situation. And, you know, as always, I would talk with the people involved and try to work, you know, try to satisfy all the let's say needs, but obviously the number one need for me is our football team. But you know, what takes place here, so everything else would have to work around that.
So yesterday you mentioned how yesterday's game was an important chance for guys that haven't had a chance to play a lot to get a chance to play, and I just wanted to ask about one guy in particular, Darius Fleming, who has had kind of an interesting road so far early in his career dealing with injury, and I'm pretty sure yesterday's game was the most he's ever played. So I just wanted to get your take on, you know, after watching the film, how you thought Fleming performed yesterday.
You know, I thought Darius did some good things. You know, he played, you know, continued playing the kicking game as well as defensively. And I thought, you know, he had kind of a big play in the kicking game on the punt where, you know, he kind of forced a penalty by getting, you know, he got blocked in the back there. But, you know, he was in good position and did a good job of getting downfield, stacking the player that was trying to block him and ended up getting, you know, blocked in the back. So, you know, I think he showed up positively in all areas, not just defensively, but, you know, continued to, you know, have his role. And we had up some opportunities to rush, cover, or play the run. So, you know, it was good experiences for him. As you mentioned, that was true for a lot of guys that, not a lot, but, I mean, a number of guys got a chance to play more yesterday than they have in some other weeks. And, you know, that experience may be valuable for us down the road.
And Bill, if I could, I just wanted to ask you quickly about the 4th-and-1 running play with Garoppolo, sort of looked like an outside run to the left. I just wanted to ask you, was that how that play was kind of schemed for him to go outside like that, or was that just sort of where the where he thought the daylight was, as opposed to trying to cut it up inside somewhere there before that?
No, we motioned James Devlin in to crack it, and we just didn't do a good enough job of, I mean, obviously it's a new play that we put in this week, you know, you haven't seen us run that before, and probably just didn't do a good enough job on the timing and have it coached up well enough to get it executed as well as it needed to be. But yeah, no, it's definitely outside room.